haven't been following any of the others, so I can't help you on those. Back to that.
Okay, well, I still haven't heard the magic words about the three-band transceiver. But that new one with the bandpass filter that can be set up for through 6 meters is kind of intriguing, I must confess. That might be fun to set up with a small palm type computer. I have this vision of someone walking around with a 6 meter sideband transceiver that's embedded in essentially a Palm Pilot, like a Microsoft CE device interface to an integral sound card interface to one of these Son of Soft Rock type of transceivers. People walking around Hamfest with 6 meter, like a 1 watt 6 meter signal, and no external antenna. They run Bluetooth to the computer, and tap the screen or something to make the transceiver work. I think that would be kind of neat. They tap the screen in your pocket, so it's like in a holster. You never actually let go of it. Just tap it, and it transmits. Tap it again, it receives. Anyway, it's getting beyond the scope of things. All right. Well, that sounds pretty cool. Anybody else have any comments about software-defined radio? Okay. Question for folks. I guess if you don't have the latest Barra bulletin, you could probably email Bruce WG2Y@hotmail.com. Whiskey Golf 2 Yankee at hotmail.com. You can ask Bruce for a copy of the Barra bulletin, and from last month it has all the reference points for what people are thinking about buying, etc. You can coordinate with him what you're buying. As he said, he would like people to go out and get their own transceivers and get 50% reimbursement from the club for building things at Kit Night. That sounds like a reasonable thing to do. In the meantime, I don't really have much to add on this subject. I'll give it one more go around to check for more check-ins, and then I have another subject to raise. This is K2BAR. Anybody else?
This is KC2TEL. I was considering buying a K3 kit. Can I build it at that meeting? Over.
K3 kit. I don't know. The limitation on the reimbursement is up to $100, so I would assume you could. It's not one of these things where it's a board kit where the radios, what do you call it, the radios essentially built. All you're doing is stuffing boards into a chassis. It's not it, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's a no solder kit. Over.
I would have to defer to higher minds as to whether or not that's acceptable.
Oh, no problem. I was just asking. That's all.
It's a good question. I just don't know the answer to give you. So, let's see what else. Well, apparently we're going to get some weather in the next day or so. But tomorrow's going to be cold and pretty, so dress warmly, folks, and then Saturday is going to be some more stuff. I was working today, and I've been working since early, worked late last night, worked again late tonight. So I guiltlessly took an hour today and sat in my hot tub and weather watched for an hour while it snowed. I don't know if many people saw the snow showers this morning, but that was kind of neat. So that's what I did, and I thought that was kind of a neat thing. Listening to both a little music, chatting with my wife, and watching and listening to 40 meters all at the same time. It was kind of an interesting cacophony of audio. But it was kind of fun, to say the least. Something I did last weekend, let me drop it, was to get Echolink working. So I went through the validation process and have Echolink working on my PC. It's frighteningly simple. If your call book address is the same as your listed phone number for your landline phone, you can even register and get authenticated in about 5 minutes using a telephone procedure at no cost. The other process is using Logbook of the World. If you have a Logbook of the World account, you can square away things that way as well. And there's a couple other ways you can. Needless to say, I found it amusing because, being able to just plug a headset, and you can buy a cheap, $6, $10 headset, plug it into your computer, and find yourself on a remote repeater. So what I'm going to do in a couple of minutes is go on 146.955, Chestnut Ridge Radio Club repeater, right here in Alpine, and I'm going to come in not only on the radio, but also via Echolink, so it's kind of neat. So if people like to see how that works and how it sounds, we can do that. And I believe one of our 440 repeaters, the Bergen County FM Association, supports Echolink as well. And so I just don't have that queued up ready to go. I want to keep it simple for 2 meters. So we're going to run a little demonstration on how that works. Does anybody have any questions about Echolink and using the Internet to connect not just users, but users in RF together? This is K2BAR.
Yeah, I got a question, W2ALT.
Walter, good evening.
Yeah, good evening. How you doing?
And your question is?
Why can't I get into it? Something's locking me out. The router or something is locking me out. I have my node number and all the other garbage, and I got the whole spiel you just said, but I cannot access it, whatever.
My guess is you haven't opened up the 4 ports or 3 ports you have to open up. They say that in your instructions, that you have to go administer your router to do that. Amazingly enough, in anticipation of a problem, I took the initiative to say the heck with it and used my cellular modem, therefore bypassing my router. So when I was testing it, it was kind of amusing. Here's my scenario. My laptop is sitting on the dining room table, going out through a cell modem to a cell site and into the internet, coming out at K2FJ in Montvale, and that's the access to K2ETN repeat for the Echolink. My handy talkie is sitting on the dining room table as well, so the audio is coming back with a little bit of a delay through the other side. It's very, very cool. So that's how I got away with that. Now, then I turned around and said, well, later on I didn't bother with internet connectivity via the cell modem, and I tried it again using my Fios router, and apparently those ports are not locked out on my router.
Okay, I'm trying to remember the name of the router I got. Oh, I'll be doggone. It's a pretty common name, and I tried everything. I went, this road is horrible. I went into the troubleshooting, how to do this, how to do that, did this, did that. Finally, I just threw my arms up and said, well, maybe it's not meant to be.
Oh, it's meant to be. Come on. I gotta believe it. You'll do fine with it. Well, I'm now connected to K2FJ, so if anyone wants to tune, well, you know what, I'll disconnect, and, well, let's make sure it all works first here. It's always entertaining. So I've got a second transceiver here hooked up, and I'm not transmitting on 955 yet.
or through the Echo Link, but I will in a second. And if you want to listen over there, that's fine. Okay, here we go. All right. This is W2TTT. And here we go.
Minus at La Perouse on the foreshores of Botany Bay, 7 miles from the city centre of Sydney in the state of New South Wales. And I didn't realise you're on a link or a repeater. Go ahead there, Gordon, when you're ready. Thank you. VK10, hear you. Out of La Perouse, Sydney, Australia.
Okay, very good, Rick. VK2QUW2TTT. Well, I'm not set up for a repeater automatically. You're connecting to my laptop, which is in my ham shack, and I'm manually keying a radio that's on yet another frequency not related to the Echolink. We were just doing a demonstration on another frequency, and I just connected, and no sooner I disconnected, you connected. So that's kind of neat. We're glad you did connect in. New South Wales is a pretty place, especially at this time of year. We had snow showers here. It's about maybe -3 Celsius right now, and it's a bit nippy. And we're gonna have clear but cold weather tomorrow, and snow or maybe icy type rain on Saturday. So. That's where we are. For us, it's Thursday night. VK2QU from from W2TTT.
W2, Tango, VK2QU. It's 2:24 p.m. Friday the 9th here, 2009. So you're in your part of the evening, and we're in our late part of the evening. Afternoon here. It's been a sunny day at La Perouse, and I want to stay, Gordon. I don't like going through computers and links and not knowing how the stations are coming up like they do in the normal Echo Link, so I don't wish to be impolite, but I don't wish to lose my license as well through operating, say, with equipment that could be not as you are, but under suspicious circumstances, and I'd rather talk to a station one-to-one and do it that way, as you can well imagine. So, Gordon, I'm not being impolite, but I do not intend to lose my license for talking to somebody and out of the band that I might not be allowed to use in the United States as well as in Australia here. So I'll put it back to you and I'll clear, if you don't mind.
Okay, very good, Rick. Well, you need not worry. You're transmitting in the 2-meter band, and I'm transmitting in the 2-meter band. You aren't. I'm identifying my transmissions as well as the ones I'm replaying of yours, so don't panic over that. There's no reason to be at any worry, or as you say in down under, no worries. So in any case, I see you like spearfishing, swimming, and soccer. Well, my oldest son is a rabid Celtic fan. In the English Premier League, the Barclays English Premier League, it's anybody but Man U. Anyway, it's good to hear you, and thank you for checking in. Contact me anytime. Normally I don't have a second radio going in background. You just happen to connect during a net. We're running locally here, and I happen to be net control talking about Echolink, and you just happen to connect in. So. Don't be a stranger, and I'll make sure when you connect in next time that you'll know that there's no RF if you connect to me normally. So no worries there, and if I'm going to retransmit you in the future, I'll let you know before I do it. But you take care and enjoy. VK2 Oscar Quebec United. Nice to meet you, Rick, from W2TTT. Godspeed.
I'm a full core amateur, but I have not got some of the facilities available to me here and using the same type of RF equipment that you could be using over there, so I do not wish to jeopardize that, Gordon. This is VK2QU, our La Perouse, Sydney, Australia, now clearing. Thank you very much. Until we meet again, cheers in this part of the world. Happy New Year to you and the group over there. This is the VK2QU, now clearing.
Okay, guys, I don't know if the audio was loud enough, I just acoustically coupled it, but that was,
I can say so myself. But it was kind of an adequate demonstration of how Echolink works. I used a space bar, by the way, to invoke and release the transmit via the Echolink. That's how that works. So, any questions, comments, confusions, please call K2BAR. K2DSL W2TTT, was the audio at least reasonable?
Oh yeah, he came in loud and clear. So we heard everything he said. I don't know, none of us were talking, but we heard you and we heard K2 Quebec United.
Yeah, I really don't understand his concern over losing his license or transmitting where he's not allowed, and it's like, good lord, you know. He's got a full ticket, as he said, and he's more than adequately covered. He was coming out, I mean, he was coming out my 2-meter rig, I mean, you know, with me identifying over top of him, so the legal entity was me, not him. So I don't know what his issue was, and I don't think he understood either, so I wasn't going to, you know, I tried to make that point clear to him, but it wasn't clicking. It was pretty clear to me that it didn't much matter. In any case, Echolink is useful for a whole mess of things, including guys who, you know, can't get on the air from where they are conveniently. It's kind of like a half-duplex version of Skype, which is, you know, interesting, but... And then guys who have remote stations, guys like K2EIR, for instance, who live in apartments, who might have authorization to use somebody's HF ham shack somewhere else, and that can be useful. You can connect up using a Rig Blaster or one of these other things, your computer interface, and using Echolink to your own HF station, to any number of things, and you just authenticate into it and away you go. So you could be at work with a headset or in your car with a mobile cell connection and get on HF radio. It's kind of neat. It really is. The other useful thing for it is for standoff location access when you have a need to operate in emergency situations where, you know, you don't have the right RF profile to talk into an affected zone from where you are. You can use it kind of like as an internet-based remote base. I spent a lot of time last week or so, including last weekend, which is what started this, looking at radio over IP and radio over IP to an application called Asterisk, which is a software defined PBX, but they have applets to not only provide telephony interfaces but radio interfaces as well, so you can bring radio clients in as well as telephony ones and intermix them via a voice over IP PBX, which you can put on a small laptop if you need to, depending on how many connections you want to support. It's really kind of neat. K2DSL and anybody else, K2BAR.
K2BAR, this is KC2BYB.
Richard, go right ahead.
I've done the VOIP with some success, but how does this differ from that? Because I remember when I did the VOIP, I think I used the Franklin Lakes 440 repeater and went out that way, you know, punching in the codes for the different countries and repeaters in those areas. How is that different from this?
Okay, well, this is the other side of it, or another side of it. You can use your computer to come out at, say, on Franklin Lakes. Let's say your 440 HT went dead, or you didn't have good 440 connectivity, and you wanted to get on that on the Franklin Lakes repeater. You could sit there with your computer, go out on the internet, and get into the Franklin Lakes repeater that way.
Comment.
Go right ahead.
So if we look at what you're talking about, which is IRLP, you did RF to a repeater, and that repeater used the internet to connect to some other location. And what Gordon was demonstrating, and I don't know how he has his set up, but at my house, I don't actually have it connected to a radio. So I can do Echo Link with a headset / microphone into my computer, and I'm 100% internet, zero RF. Now, Gordon might have his Echo Link connected in through RF. I don't know how he was connected in on the other repeater, but Echo Link allows you to do no RF. RLP is RF, and then it goes out on the internet.
Yeah. What I did was I did two different things. They both were computer-based on my side. I don't have any RF attached to my Echo Link at this point. I probably will in the future, but at this juncture, I don't have that. What I do have is the microphone and the headset. The first thing I did was connect across the internet to K2FJ Link. The K2FJ Link in Montvale is set up as a remote access to the Chestnut Ridge repeater on 146-955. So that would be the same as going to the 440 repeater in Franklin Lakes, which I think is 443-100, such as you did. And I don't know if there's a remote box there or it's literally incorporated in the repeater. I have to go look at the connectivity. But either way. And then from there, I was talking to RF clients out on 2 meters. Then when I disconnected, in order to talk to you, David, as a pure internet connection, I found myself immediately connected to by VK2QU, and I don't know whether he was accessing a repeater or using his computer to get on the internet, but one of the two. I got the impression it was purely computer-based. And as you said, we had no RF going on. We were going radio, computer to computer in this particular case. But in the former case, I was talking to myself essentially from the internet, from my computer across the internet, across RF to the folks on 955, and then turn around and did the reverse as well. So that's pretty much how that worked. I just played that for you so you'd hear it on 2 meters on 7.9. Does that answer your question? Richard KC2PYB, K2BAR.
Yeah, pretty much. What program are you using?
Echo Link. Just download it, or Google it, download it, authenticate it. If your listed phone number is the same as your call book, you can use that. What mechanism? There's a couple other mechanisms to authenticate yourself. And then as Walt, W2ALT, was kind of hinting, there may be a port opening thing you have to do on selected IP ports on your router. In my case, it doesn't seem so.
You don't need any other equipment other than your computer, basically. Excuse me. And this headset microphone. Is that correct?
That is 100% correct. David?
Yeah, that's correct. You don't even need a headset microphone if all you want to do is listen. You can connect it. They have, I'm trying to remember all the things. I haven't played with this. It's about 2 months after I got my license. But there's, you know, people don't kind of call it ham radio, technically, because it's just, there's no RF involved in some cases. So depending on how it's set up, and if you've got repeaters that are Echo Link enabled, then you can kind of talk RF to the repeater, from the repeater get on and do it, and then it's kind of like IRLP. But in the examples I did, I was never on RF.
I'll tell you what, we're all here on this repeater. Why don't we move to 146.955? I'll shut down the net at this point. We'll go over there. I'll go in on the Echo Link, and that way
so you can see how it goes back and forth. You just have to leave pauses so the Echolink guy can break in. So any other questions, comments, confusions regarding the TechNet and the subjects we covered tonight, please call K2BAR.
What's the PL tone on 146.955?
141.3. There are three local repeaters that all use that on 2 meters. 70, 79, and 955. Okay. Well, very good. Well, thank you, everybody, for a wonderful session tonight. We have a very diverse TechNet tonight. If you're interested in listening to how Echolink works and sounds, you can go over there now and to 146.955. I'm going to go there now, and we'll see you next week, and get your SDR radio, somewhere to find radio kits ordered, anywhere from $10 up to, $100. If you need advice or direction or references, get a hold of WG2Y at, I think I said Hotmail. Hotmail.com. WhiskeyGolf2Yankee@Hotmail.com. So, 7-3, everybody. I want to thank the BCFMA for the use of the repeater and coverage membership. Remember, their meeting is, I think, 2 or 3 weeks after ours in February. We look forward to seeing you then. And this is K2BAR, W2TTT, saying 7-3, and Godspeed.